Welcome to a Memorial Weekend version of The Week in Wood, Episode 14, Chicken Tales. This is where we recap the week's woodworking stories in under a minute, and here's this week's stories. From Popular Woodworking, Glenn Huey gives us an update on Tommy McDonald's upcoming woodworking show on WGBH. And if you're planning on bringing the family to town next Friday for Pop Wood's Lee Nielsen event, Megan Fitzpatrick posted a list of activities in the Cincinnati area in case you think they might get bored. Bob Lang explains his new term, Chicken Tails. Chris Schwartz unveils his Joseph Moxon double screw vise, and he also adds a post about his newly made chair. From Fine Woodworking, contributor Dennis Auger shows us how he uses L-shaped supports to help him carve turn spindles. Fine also answered the question, what kind of plywood is the best kind of plywood to make a workbench top? From Woodsmith Tips, we get a quick tip on keeping your woodworking and metalworking files clean and sharp. They also posted a video on making and using a router table fence micro adjuster. In the world of SketchUp, Tim Killen of Design Click Build shows us how to shape a seat using SketchUp. And David Richards, also from Design Click Build, shows us how to make a barley twist. Around the web, Carrie Holtman of The Village Carpenter showcased her medieval carving skills for a project she did for a friend. Carrie also posted for us her insight in starting a woodworking club. And that's The Week in Wood for the week of May 30th, 2010. Be sure to check out CreatingSawdust.com for all the links related to this week's stories. Have a great Memorial Day, and we'll see you next week.